next. Kid Rock, Chris Officer in Film Year.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 28, Johannesburg 27 degrees, and Polokwane reaching a maximum of 24. Johannesburg Water says its operations team will meet to discuss a way forward regarding the cutting off of illegal water connections in the Bumulanqashi south of Johannesburg. This morning's operations were halted after angry residents violently resisted cutoffs and barricaded the Golden Highway. Here's JMPD spokesperson Xolani Fihla.
During the operation, the team was met with hostility and pelted with stones, resulting in damage to 3 Joburg Water vehicles and 1 security vehicle. A case of public violence will be opened at Lanesia South SAPS.
But speaking to the SABC, community leader Fanelwa Moy denies that residents provoked the violence.
They were not fighting, we were just singing, telling them, wait for our councillor to come so that you guys can talk to her. Because we know we are illegally connected, but the plan was on the table.
And the High Court in Pretoria has ruled that the detention of accused number 3 in the Senzo Meyiwa murder trial at CMAX prison is unlawful. Mtobisi Ncube has been in solitary confinement since 2020 at the Khosi Mampuru 2 Correctional Center. Here's Judge Swanepoel.
His case really hinges on the allegation that his further incarceration at CMAX is in conflict with the respondent's own standard operating procedures that only allow for the incarceration of a prisoner in CMAX for 18 months, save in certain exceptional circumstances.
Meanwhile, the Department of Correctional Services said it will be studying the judgment to understand its implications. Status A, meanwhile, announced that the unemployment rate in the country decreased from 33.5% in the second quarter of this year to 32.1% in the third quarter. Standard Bank Group Head of Macroeconomic Research, Dr. Alna Moolman, ascribes it to the informal sector and government's part-time programs, but also cautions.
Always worthwhile keeping in mind with this data set that the data can be somewhat volatile from quarter to quarter.
Then to Sudan, where a senior Sudanese military official has been sanctioned by America. He's being accused of overseeing human rights abuses in his country's West Darfur region. Sudan has been gripped by a deadly conflict since April 2023 between the army and the Rapid Response Forces. UN experts have estimated that the RSF, with the support of Arab militias, have killed between 10,000 and 15,000 people in the west of the town of Algenia. Back in South Africa, the Minister of International Relations, Ronald Lamola, reaffirmed South Africa's commitment to mediate peace in the DRC and also in Sudan, where 14 million people are displaced. Lamola says his upcoming visit to Egypt will provide an opportunity to discuss the ongoing conflict with his Egyptian counterpart.
Before the conflict, Sudan was already experiencing a severe humanitarian crisis, long-term political instability and economic pressures. The conflict has only exacerbated these conditions, leaving 25.6 million people, more than half of Sudan's population, in need.
And finally, Uber says it will roll out 200 electric vehicles in South Africa next year, beginning with a pilot project in Johannesburg. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
One, two, three, four. Need a boy who can cuddle with me all night. Give me one, let me long, be my sunlight. Tell me lies, we can argue, we can fight. Yeah, we did it before, but we'll do it tonight. Yeah, that fro black boy with the gold teeth, your dark skin